Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. We got a great show lined up for you today. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having Dr. Andrea Pennington with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Pennington got her doctor of medicine degree from Washington University, Washington School of Medicine, I should say, in St. Louis, Missouri, a great medical school. She also did trained in at Georgetown University Hospital, and she received her acupuncture certificate from the Helms Medical Institute at UCLA. I'm going to ask her about that just a little bit. Many of you have seen her on CNN. You may have seen her on the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Jane Pauley Show, and now at the pinnacle of her career, she's on the Small Business Advocate Show. I know she's excited about that. She's the author of the book, The Pennington Plan. Dr. Pennington, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you saved the best for last, Dr. Pennington. I mean, you know, first you had the Oprah, you know, had that little Oprah show thing.
Right.
Now, and then Jane Pauley's little thing there. And now you're here. How about that?
Well, it is a pleasure to be here to share this information with your audience.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And congratulations on your book, by the way.
Thank you.
And also, one of the things that I wanted to remind my audience about and that I mentioned to you off the air is that I'm trying to do at least one show a week, at least a couple of three a month, on wellness, on exercise, on diet, on just being more on well care and maybe a little bit less on health care. You know, in the 20th century, we basically just used and abused our bodies. We thought we could live forever. We drank too much. We smoked too much. We got too fat. We ate too much, et cetera, et cetera. And now we've got all these healthcare problems. And it seems to me, and this is what I think you're saying, is we got to focus on not healthcare, but well care.
That's absolutely right. As a small business owner, I recognize how important it is for me personally to have wellness on all levels. My mind, my body, even my soul, if I'm going to thrive in business. And it's true, most of us have seen people who've used and abused their bodies and ended up having to juice themselves up with substances and coffee and so on. But now is really a time for us to get back to basics, to really nurture and take care of ourselves so that we can thrive and not just survive.
Absolutely. And one of the things you talk about in your book, you actually talk about the idea that we can protect ourselves against illness and disability. Give us an idea of what you mean by that.
It's really true. A lot of the suffering that comes from illness comes because of our attitude and our mindset. You can really protect yourself from a lot of illness, and including disability, when you focus on shifting your mindset from the negative to the positive. So, of course, it involves nourishing your body well and exercising. But rather than looking at it as this terrible chore, I want you to look at it as an investment in your health and in your subsequent wealth. And that's really going to shift you from feeling like the poor little old me person who dwells on every illness and really allows that to take them out of the game.
So you're talking a little bit about attitude, and I've wondered about this a long time. I have this attitude about being sick. I refuse to be sick, and consequently, I'm not sick. I don't get sick much. I was given some good protoplasm at birth and by my parents, and I've been very fortunate. I consider it to be a blessing. I've never had the flu, but whenever I start feeling like I may be coming down with something, I just refuse to be sick. Now, do you think attitude helps us with the ability to be well?
Jim, it most certainly does. We know this from clinical studies that the mind-body connection really exists. And if we are harnessing the power of our mind and not giving in to every little thing that happens in our circumstance, we can absolutely influence the health of our body. People have been able to recover from heart attacks better, resist infection like you have, and even recover from cancer treatments much better when they have a better mindset.
Well, you know, I think sick days are the worst thing that ever happened to illness. Because, you know, I know people who work for companies where they have sick days. And on January 1st, they already know they're going to be out 4 or 5 days with the sniffles.
Yep.
You know?
It's like they're planning and anticipating it, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's right. You know, you were talking about something a minute ago. You were nudging right up to this idea of the human spirit. I talk about that all the time. I think the human spirit is an amazing force in the world, and I do believe that if we learn how to employ it, as you talk about in your book, that we can fight off illnesses and we can be well.
It's absolutely true. When you tap into your spiritual nature, you can start to create an internal environment that's going to produce outward joy and such well-being that you will be a force to be reckoned with in business. You know, we see that in business people. You can see their spirit and their passion. So it's something that I encourage people to tap into, to get to know, you know, what is your real spiritual passion for life? Because when you tap into it and you direct it in everything that you do, from work to relationships to your own health, you will really enjoy physical joy and well-being.
In the Pennington Plan, which is your new book, and congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You talk about what you call 5 steps to wellness. Talk to us about those.
That's right. I've got 5 simple steps that will help you bring total wellness to your life. And the first one is really to define your goal. And I think business people can get a real clear picture of this, because we have to write a business plan before we even get started. And that's what I want you to do for your health and wellness goals. Define that goal. Write it down. Tell me how it looks, how it feels, how you'll carry yourself, what your energy will be like. How will other people treat you when you get to your wellness goal? So I want people to write it down almost like they're defining a scene in a movie. And that's going to start activating that spiritual energy and even the vitality of the human body to make sure that that goal is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's step one of the Pennington Plan.
All right, let's define your goals, all right?
Right. Step two is to define your motivation. I want you to tell me 5 reasons why you want to reach that goal that you just described. What is it that you value in life? How will you look at sort of the things that are going to keep you honest and keep you moving toward that goal? Step two, defining your motivation, is really critical when it comes to health, because so many people will kind of fall off the bandwagon and say, oh, I just don't feel like it today. But if you've got other things on your list that are motivating you, you'll be a lot more likely to stick with your plan.
So the motivation is, what's in it for me? What is that goal? What do I get out of accomplishing that goal?
Absolutely. And yeah, if what's in it for me isn't enough, then you got to list 4 other reasons.
Stand by, Dr. Pennington. Dr. Andrea Pennington, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Pennington Plan. When we come back, she works with her mother. She wrote this book with her mother. I'm going to ask Dr. Pennington, I know what you're feeling, but what were you thinking? 20 after, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. My website is www.jbsba.com, and Dr. Andrea Pennington is our guest. She's the author of The Pennington Plan, along with her mother, Dr. Abigail Pennington. And Dr. Pennington, you collaborated with your mother on this book. You work with your mother. And on behalf of all the folks whose mothers make them crazy, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking I needed to tap into her wisdom. She is an incredibly wise woman as a physician and a healer. So that's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm teasing you, because I know a little bit about your mother. She's a very accomplished lady, and congratulations on having drawn from that gene pool.
Well, thank you.
And I know that your dad's an engineer, and I also know that you guys fit in perfectly with this month, which is National Black History Month.
That is correct. We are doing a lot of wonderful events here in Maryland surrounding Black History Month.
Did you know, do you know who invented the potato chip?
I do not know.
Mr. George Crumb, African-American in 1853. That's right. I wonder if that's where we got the word crumbs from. Anyway,
that might be.
And did you know that the traffic signal was invented by an African-American? How about that?
I did not know that.
How about that? You got to come to this show to get this kind of stuff, Dr. Pennington. Now, before we get back into the rest of your... Oh, I know what I want to do. I want you to give us your website, please.
Yes, it's PenningtonInstitute.com.
Okay, what do we find when we get there?
You'll find all sorts of information about the Pennington Institute, which is a wellness center here in Silver Spring, Maryland, and our spa. You'll also find ways to sign up for my newsletter, learn about weight loss and how to, you know, utilize anti-aging tricks. All
Ooh.
Sorts of great information there.
Anti-aging tricks. I could use a couple of those.
Can't we all?
Yeah. Okay. Now, before we get back into the rest of the steps of your wellness plan, I want to ask you about acupuncture. Does it really work?
Absolutely. There are a number of conditions that acupuncture just works wonders on.
What about arthritis? I got arthritis.
Yeah, we use it a lot for chronic pain from joint problems, car accidents. It's very useful for migraines, infertility, after strokes. It's a fabulous thing. I've been using it since I graduated from medical school, and I can't imagine practicing medicine without it.
From my father, I inherited excellent blood pressure and arthritis. That means I'm going to live forever in constant pain.
Oh no!
So maybe I could use a little acupuncture. But is it? You know, a lot of people think it's hooey because it looks like hooey when you're doing it, but it really does work, huh?
It absolutely does. It certainly seems weird that these little tiny needles, which have no medicine in them, can actually alleviate pain and help us reduce diseases. But it's interesting that the Chinese have known this for over 5,000 years, even before we Western scientists could prove it
right.
with certain bioelectric impedance monitors and so on. It's not hooey. For what it works for, it really works.
All right. Let's get back into your five steps of wellness. First was define your goals. Next is define your motivation. And now number three.
Yeah, step three of the Pennington plan is to devise a strategy and get started. I want you to come up with a plan that has at least five ways that you're going to get from point A to point B for your health or wellness goal. It's not enough to just list one way, because if it becomes unworkable or boring, then you're going to give up. So this is really going to help you plan for pitfalls. You'll look over your life, see what little things you can expect that may trip you up, or things that have hampered you in the past, and really step onto this playing field ultimately prepared to win, to be completely healthy on all levels.
All right. And, of course, that plan needs to include exercise and proper diet and all that.
Most definitely. You can't get anywhere in life if your vehicle is not well. And that means getting proper rest, nourishing your body well with healthy foods, nutritious foods that are going to keep you well. I don't believe in dieting. Not at all. I believe in just eating well in moderation, still enjoying treats every now and then, and, of course, moving your body, getting exercise. It's going to be critical for folks who want to enjoy the business that they've built. You're going to have to be well to do it.
So the banana split, does a banana split count as a treat? Is that okay?
Yes, that's a treat to be enjoyed in moderation.
To share with somebody, right? Maybe like three people. Okay, let's talk about number four, chart your progress.
Right. I'm asking people to make notes in a journal or on a calendar, noting their significant milestones, because most of us have goals that are going to take months, if not years, to achieve. So I don't want you to lose heart. Making notes and charting your progress is going to keep your enthusiasm high and keep you going to your goal. And it leads up to step five
right.
of the Pennington plan, which is to celebrate.
Right, but don't celebrate with a banana split, right?
Exactly. If you have a goal that is tied to your diabetes or high blood pressure or weight, no. There's no celebrating with food.
So celebrate, maybe eat a cookie, okay? Maybe I could have a cookie?
No, I'm talking about pamper yourself, nurture yourself,
listen
to a great CD, take some me time.
But
not with food. Food is only fuel. It is meant to provide our bodies with energy to get us around. Food is not meant for love or comfort or celebration.
Well, tell that to my grandson when he's on his birthday.
Well, that's up to you, Jim.
Okay. One thing I want, I'll tell you what, we're out of time, and I hate that because I'm having a good time talking to you, Dr. Pennington. The book is called The Pennington Plan. Will you come back another day?
I will, Jim. Thank you.
We had a lot of fun. Give us your website one more time.
PenningtonInstitute.com.
And the book is called The Pennington Plan, wherever books are sold. Congratulations. Give your best to my mother, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Dr. Andrea Pennington, ladies and gentlemen. Her picture's on the cover. That's worth the price of the book. 29 after. I'll be right back with IBM. With our next guest, our show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.